Real men aren't intimidated by strong women, they stand beside them. There's a tired old narrative still echoing through politics and culture that strong, outspoken women are somehow a threat, that when women show intellect, confidence, or conviction, they must be nasty, angry, or too ambitious. It's the kind of thinking that has held back not just women, but progress itself. But here's the truth. Real men aren't afraid of strong women. They embrace them. They don't flinch when a woman speaks with clarity and authority. They don't mock her credentials or reduce her value to appearance. Real men listen, learn, and when appropriate, get out of the way. Because leadership isn't defined by gender, it's defined by integrity, strength, and the courage to speak uncomfortable truths. Look at the fear in the eyes of those clinging to outdated power structures. What scares them isn't chaos, it's competence. It's women who can out-argue them, out-organize them, and out-lead them. Women like Jasmine Crockett, who can cut through nonsense with precision. Women like Michelle Obama, who lead with grace and backbone. Women like AOC and Kamala Harris, who fight for their beliefs with clarity and principle. These women don't ask permission to speak, and that unnerves small men who've spent their lives mistaking dominance for strength. But it doesn't rattle real men, because real men, the kind who build partnerships, raise daughters to speak up, and recognize strength in others, see these women not as threats, but as allies. They know progress is not a zero-sum game, and they understand that respecting strong women makes them stronger too. We don't need fewer strong women. We need more strong men willing to stand beside them. Strong women. Across the aisle. You decide they've shaped the conversation, challenged power, and changed the course of history, often while being told to sit down and smile. Barbara Bush didn't mince words when defending her beliefs, even when they strayed from party lines. Nancy Reagan redefined the role of First Lady as a behind-the-scenes power broker and fierce protector of her husband's legacy. On the other side, Michelle Obama turned the East Wing into a national platform for health and education. Kamala Harris, once a courtroom prosecutor, now stands a heartbeat from the presidency. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, love her or not, has sparked new engagement from a younger generation. Then there's Jasmine Crockett, who answers condescension with clarity, and Liz Cheney, who stood alone in her own party to defend constitutional integrity. These women don't all agree on policy. Some would debate each other fiercely. But one thing is certain. They didn't wait for permission to speak, lead, or stand firm. In an era where strength can be mistaken for threat, ask yourself, what are we really afraid of? You decide. This, Emma, I hope you support the women in your life. If I have given you food for thought, then click subscribe and give me a like. I would appreciate it.